WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Bryan man has been booked into the Brazos County Jail for the 40th time. Online jail records show the first arrest for James Oliver Jr. was in September 1991. The latest was Monday night, when a Bryan policeman stopped a car for making a right turn without using a turn signal. According to the arrest report, the officer noticed an odor of marijuana, and the driver's record included 17 active suspensions. A search of the car led to the discovery of three bags of marijuana with a total weight of 10 ounces, along with scales and baggies. Oliver, who was out on bond following a May 31st arrest for marijuana possession, was released again after posting another bond. Online records show he has 30 convictions in various Brazos County courts. Billboards have popped up offering free soft drinks to designated drivers in the Northgate District. It's part of a campaign started about a year and a half ago by a nonprofit group called CARE, which stands for Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. The president of CARE is Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. He says more than 7,500 cups have been distributed.
We got with the local establishments, and more each year joining with us. And as long as we supply the cups, they said they would supply the free soft drinks in it.
Frank says funding for the cups and billboards comes from the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. It's time for the annual law enforcement fundraiser benefiting local Special Olympics.
You actually get to boss us around for once. And what that is officers from local law enforcement agencies will be there to help serve you.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department is among the volunteer servers during Tip-A-Cop, which is today and tomorrow from 5:30 until 10 at Texas Roadhouse. The Bryan College Station March of Dimes is hosting a community baby shower this week. Spokeswoman Katie Scott says they're creating a community closet to help families in area neonatal intensive care units and prenatal clinics. In addition to clothes, blankets, and diapers, she says parents have to prove to hospital staff that they have a new car seat.
So for a lot of these moms, that's like the first big expense when they're taking their child home from the hospital, especially those families who have been in a NICU for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Donations can be dropped off on Saturday between 10 and 2 in the Hilton parking lot off University Drive. Purple cookies can be purchased throughout the week at either Blue Baker location, with proceeds covering any items that aren't donated. The Obama administration says health care subsidies will keep flowing despite a federal appeals court decision Tuesday that affects Texas and 35 other states who purchase their coverage through the federal marketplace. The 2-to-1 ruling states that Obamacare, as written, only allows insurance subsidies in states that have set up their own exchanges, which Texas did not do. Minutes after the ruling from the federal judges in Washington, another group of federal judges in Virginia sided with the Obama administration. The U.S. Supreme Court will eventually make the final decision. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas. Summer savings are going on now at Douglas Nissan. Check out the Nissan Versa Note. This car gets 40 mpg highway, has tons of cargo space, and features a class exclusive around view monitor. Right now, get $1,500 off MSRP or 0% APR for 60 months on a new 2014 Versa Note. Cool down with hot savings only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $500 Nissan customer cash, $500 Captive cash, and $500 Douglas discount. Six at this price. Model code 11454.
The name of the business is Classic Collision and Restoration, and Doug certainly does work on classic cars, but Classic also works on new cars. So if you've been in an accident, they can do that work for you too. Help you work your way through the insurance paperwork, help you get a car rented, help get your vehicle towed if they need to. Doug's been doing this kind of stuff for more than 25 years, and a lot of guys who work in his shop have been doing it for longer than that. So if you need work on your new car because of an accident, call them at 779-8399 or go to aggiebodyshop.com. Classic Collision.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
710, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check our weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Couple more sunny days in the forecast, and that means hot temperatures. The chance of thunderstorms looks pretty low right into Friday, but we'll include it through the late afternoon hours of each day. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. I think the chances of seeing a storm late today are less than 30%. It's clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun tomorrow, maybe a late day storm, 95 to 100. Partly sunny, the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. Major League Baseball and both Texas teams ended up going to the wire and then some for extra innings yesterday. We'll also get you caught up with Michael Sams, and Donald Sterling says he'd like to keep his basketball team. Thank you very much. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it about 7:50.
There you go. Bill Flores had to cancel today. He's got a speaking deal he's got to do in about 20 minutes. So he won't be with us today. He'll be with us tomorrow. We do remind you that next hour at this time, we'll talk to both our state representatives and the mayor of College Station. So still have plenty stuff to talk
action-packed
about.
Hour.
You know it. My Mail's latest study of email says, when do you and how often do you check that inbox? Well, 74% of us do that first thing in the morning. I don't know. I'm thinking that's a little low. I figured that's one of the first things. Well, again, 74%. Last thing at night, 56%. At lunch, 48%. While watching a movie, now does that mean at home or in the theater? 33%. During dinner, really? 27%.
Well, I'm glad that's relatively low.
During their commute, 20%.
Well, it could involve being in a bus.
Or if you're stopped in traffic, or you're on a train or something like that. During conversations, 20%. What do you say? I mean, it's gotten to the point where people understand that now. I guess it's common enough, but do you at least say something before you reach in your pocket and pull your device out and start checking? Because when people are talking to the top of your head, they probably somehow there's a disconnect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At sporting events and concerts, 13%. That's interesting that it's that low. I would think that, you know, again, pause in the action. And we've had that discussion about paying a lot of money to go to a sporting event and then deciding you want to check an email during that time. Now, and again, they're saying email. And is that in fact what they're talking about, or does that include texting as well, tweeting, all that stuff? I mean, is it that using that device to do that? Not sure, but nonetheless, there you go. And by the way, while we're talking about movie theaters a minute ago, how much does the average movie cost these days to see at a theater? Apparently $8.33. Now, again, I'm not the person to ask, but what does a movie cost around here?
Matinee is $4.50, and I still love that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
And I think it's about $7 or $8 at night.
As long as they don't make you buy popcorn. The Hollywood Reporter says that $8.33 is, in fact, is up from the first quarter of the year, where it was about $8. So that's a fairly significant increase.
Are they including the 3D and IMAX experiences?
Well, you know, they may well be, and that
'cause those can get into the 15, 17. I know some places that you can have $25 tickets.
Really?
When you add everything on, they got the rumbly seats and 3D glasses and everything.
Yeah, here you go. It says it may, in fact, have to do with the fact that there are more opportunities to see 3D movies now with those higher box offices than there even was in the previous quarter. First time the average price has moved across the $8 barrier, howsomever, so that you know that. And if I ask you what the top grossing movie was or top-selling movie was for the first half of the year, I think we all know the answer to that, right? It'd be Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen. Yeah.
Yeah, so there. But the number two movie would be the latest Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street is in at number three. Captain Phillips, do we know what that
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The boat captain.
The captain that got pirated by the Somali pirates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom
sure,
Hanks.
Sure. Okay, that's
And that was actually a really good movie.
Yeah, number four and number five is Gravity. So there you go. Those are the movies that are
Gravity was kind of cool.
Doing pretty well. Well, and again, and now she's going to do the Tupperware story. So, I mean, it's a perfect follow-up from a container in space to a container on Earth.
Keep pushing that one.
They yeah. can't hear
it,
you.
It'll eventually be funny.
They yeah, can't hear not. You burp in space.
Oh, very nice. So 7:14. Now, you know, one of our advertisers is Harvey Washbangers. So
mm-hmm.
Pete might want to try this. A student designer in South Korea has created a treadmill design concept that washes your clothes while you run. Washes your clothes. The machine is a circular treadmill track that contains multiple compartments serving as washing machine tubs. Inside are little washing balls that I think are supposed to help clothes get cleaner faster. Yet it reduces the amount of water that you need. A person's steps would spin the wash cycle, and the miles jogged would be stored as battery power for days when your legs needed a rest. What are you doing today? Oh, man, I got to do the spin cycle.
That's spinning class.
It's going to wear me out.
That's a whole new name to spinning class,
yeah,
right?
It's going
to
wear me out. Oh, but anyhow, so we'll see. All right, you think pizza's not healthy.
Some pizza is.
Comes now the story of Dan Jansen.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. You know about him?
Quarter century.
Eating pizza every day for the last 25 years.
He's the man.
Not for every meal, necessarily.
Yeah, just every day. Diabetic woodworker from Maryland says that most of his doctors are fine with the diet, except for his endocrinologist. The others have told him to keep doing what you're doing.
Well, now you hear diabetic and you think, okay, guy eats pizza all the time.
Yeah.
Diabetic, he's got to be a lard.
Right.
No.
No?
This guy's pretty slim.
Yeah, he is his...
Well, it's a construction dude.
Yeah, his cholesterol's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
His fiance, Madeline, accompanies him to see his food therapist. And how did the potato make you feel?
He has food aversions.
Yeah, okay. Regarding his issues with food.
Yeah, yeah. Real issues. I can't imagine my weird diet or something. This woman she could only eat cheesy potato fries.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
That's all she could eat. And I'm not talking that she had to have it every day. She was revulsed by other food, and it's a mental thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. I can't even imagine what that's like. There's food that I can't stand, but I'll eat other stuff.
Well, Jansen says that he used to eat regular food like everybody else,
uh-huh.
but when he was 15 or 16, he made the decision to become a vegetarian because of ethical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you are. There's a short documentary, apparently, about his basic odd, I guess it's a food obsession,
yeah,
I think
sure.
you would have to say. All right, I just saw the pictures, and I didn't really read a story about these two white flags that got hoisted atop the Brooklyn
Bridge. I didn't either.
They were bleached American flags.
Oh, really?
They went on, and one group, the Bicyclist of New York or something, said they were surrendering the bridge to the pedestrians because it just wasn't working. Then they went back and said, we're just kidding.
Okay.
But we didn't do any of that. And NYCPD is freaking out going, how did five, because they've got video cameras, how did five people in the middle of the night at 3 a.m.
get the
bridge, swap out the flags, and nobody that we're paying down there caught them?
Well, what was the building that, about 4 or 5 months ago, this kid broke into and took pictures of? Remember
that? That was the new Ground Zero style.
Yeah, okay. So it looks like the security companies, there might be a little niche there where they could get somebody out who could actually do the job.
Insane. Well, they said NYPD had guards on either end. Now, I'm sure that they may sublet that sometimes, but they said they were cops.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, well. Wonder what sergeant is getting busted down to desk duty over that. Wow, man. Because, again, that had to take some time.
Yeah.
And if they, in fact, have cameras trained on there, seems like you'd have seen that. But anyhow, it made for an interesting optic. I had not seen anything else
about it.
It was
very weird, and some of the on-the-street things were very interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, it's 7:19.
Team of Navasota is all about family fun this summer. And with summer heating up, check out these hot deals. Get a new 2014 Chevy 1500 for $9,500 off MSRP.
Nice price.
Or a 2014 Chevy Tahoe for $10,000 off MSRP. Plus, you can get the fuel-efficient Chevy Cruze for just $198 a month.
Let us help you enjoy your summer with a brand-new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price!
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555. Or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 7:21. We haven't given anything away in a while. Let's do that, all right?
That sounds fun.
Folks at Thrill List put together a list of the most American foods of all time. The most American foods of all time.
All right.
And they put together a list of 50. For instance, number 50 is the tuna melt sandwich. So if you know the number one, 695-1620, tuna melt sandwich.
They were just seven short of having all 57 states.
Oh, you know, you're right. They could have done that. I saw a feature story over the weekend on the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan.
Ah.
He wrote a lot of one-liners. I mean, and apparently in the Reagan Museum, they've got, he's got little index cards that he wrote different things on.
That's fun.
But one of the neat things was he said, when he was running for re-election, he said, I've been on the campaign trail a long time, but this year I do plan to campaign in all 13 states. So, what's the answer?
The hot dog.
No, that's not it. Thank you. It's hot dog day, by the way. Go celebrate if you are so inclined. Just don't watch how they're made. What's the answer?
Chicken fried bacon.
I like it. No, not it. In Snook it is. Hi, what's the answer?
Cheeseburger.
Well, no, that's not it. Thank you. The all right, 695-1620, the most all-American food. What is it?
Hamburger.
No, not the hamburger. Thanks. 695-1620. What's the answer?
The famous bowl.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. that's for sure. Hi, what's the answer?
A funnel cake.
Oh, no, thanks. Thank you. That's not it. Hi, what's the answer?
Fried chicken.
Nope, thanks.
I like funnel cakes, thank you.
But, I mean, as you're peeling the funnel cake off of the grease-soaked paper on the paper plate.
Right.
With lots of powdered sugar, and yeah. Your point is...
You have my attention.
What's the answer?
Apple pie.
No, thank you. You didn't think, right? Number four. It's been bumped. Think about that. And actually, all three of these, you could say, are probably consumed more than apple pie. Hi, what's the answer? Nope, thanks. Not the hot dog, even though it is hot dog day. Most American food, what's your answer?
Barbecue.
Not it, thank you. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich came in at number 6. Okay, your hamburger's at number 7, fried chicken's at number 8. Here's another one that, being in Texas, I thought would be given as an answer. What's the answer?
French fries.
Not it, thank you. French fries are, actually they had deep fried anything. Kind of an all-encompassing blanket. What's the answer?
Pizza?
Nope, thanks. 695-1620, most all-American food according to the Thrill List. What is it?
Steak,
not it, thanks. Oh, if you eat steak, by the way, if you eat steak in the next half hour, the guilt that covers you up should just weigh you down. The things you're doing to our planet when you cook a steak. I'm just letting you know. What's the answer?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Not it. Thank you. We all scream for ice cream. Barbecue is number 12, by the way.
That's because they didn't take the survey in Texas in the South.
The only name brand item that I found in here was Kraft macaroni and cheese at number 11.
Yeah. Really?
Nice market share.
There is a difference.
Yeah. What's the answer?
Watermelon.
Nope. Thank you. Yeah, because where else can you get that yellow powder made of who knows what?
It's a trademarked yellow.
I understand, but who knows what's in that? And how many times did you just pour it in there without thinking about it?
All the time.
Hi there. What's the answer?
Bologna sandwich.
Oh, not it. Thank you.
That's pretty American, though.
Only if it's fried. Hi, what's the answer?
Jelly beans.
No, thank you. See, we're getting some great answers.
Yeah, I'm wondering. What's left?
Yeah. Well, we may have to give a clue. We'll just see. Hi, what's the answer?
Chicken wings.
No, thank you. That's Buffalo wings is number 3 on the list. Okay, number 3. So we're
above
getting
apple pie.
Yeah. Hi there. What's the answer?
Pancakes.
Nope, thanks. Chili dog is number 2. I don't mind giving that because we've actually said the basic hot dog was in at number 23, but the chili dog. So, so we got apple pie at number 4. Buffalo wings at number 3. Chili dogs at number 2. Okay. What's the answer?
Chicken fried steak.
Nope, thank you.
That's very Southern,
if
too.
If it's chocolate fountain, I quit.
Number 9. No, it's not. Hi, what's the answer?
I'll have a steak.
Not it. Thank you. And again, you can have your own favorite. It doesn't have to necessarily. It can be number 1 in your world. Doesn't matter if it's on the list. What's the answer?
Polenta.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's a longtime listener right there. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take one more. What's the answer?
Corn on the cob.
No, thank you.
That's a good guess, too. Mm-hmm. That's very American.
Polenta comes from way, way back. That's about a 4-year ago story. But anyway, all right, we'll give a clue after the news at 7:30, and we'll see if we can get a winner on that. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We continue to, well, kind of tease that 100-degree mark. We're not there yet, but could well be before the week is over. And the high each day will be in the upper 90s. Lows will be in the middle 70s. We do have a 20% chance of rain just kind of possibly popping up today. Same thing for tomorrow. And again, right now, we've
got June 28th, the media reported that Obama was going to ask for $2 billion in emergency funds to stem the flow of immigrants to our southern borders. 10 days later, Obama was back with a different figure. On his way to his Texas fundraising tour, where he skipped the border, Obama claimed he urgently needed $3.7 billion, and soon, because the tens of thousands of illegal immigrant minors were overwhelming the federal government's ability to care for them. It turns out the real request isn't for $3.7 billion, because more spending was added in a request sent to Congress, an additional $615 million for the Agriculture Department is in there, supposedly, to help the western states battle wildfires. So the new figure is $4.3 billion, over double the price tag that voters were first quoted. That is hoodwink number one, but that's small potatoes, chump change. The Congressional Budget Office ran the numbers. Of the $4.3 billion Obama's asking for, a mere $25 million is to be spent this fiscal year, which ends in September. So you see, there is no emergency. There's no need for the billions to be voted on now. Obama's entire request could be dealt with on a non-emergency basis when the Senate and House send up their appropriations bills for the next fiscal year. Crisis? Emergency? Gotta have that money now? Lies, fraud, deception? A textbook example of how the American people always get hoodwinked.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station man accused of passing fake $20 bills multiple times at the same fast food drive-thru has been found and arrested. 18-year-old Jordan Hamilton told College Station police he purchased a dozen forged $20 bills online for $60. 6 weeks ago, Hamilton paid for food with fake 20s three times over a 24-hour period at the Sonic on Texas by Walmart. According to the arrest report, the bills were printed on paper and not cloth. Hamilton remains in jail in lieu of $24,000 bond. 7,500 plastic cups with free soft drinks have been handed out to designated drivers visiting Northgate bars in the last year and a half. It's part of a promotion by the local nonprofit group CARE, which stands for Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. CARE's president, Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Ed Frank, says it's one of the things they do to discourage drunk driving.
We push DWI very, very hard, and it's something you don't need to do. We try to save lives. So a designated driver will save lives, and that's what we're trying to push.
A second shipment of cups was recently delivered to bars along with the start of a billboard campaign, which Frank says was funded by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. For many years, local law enforcement have supported Special Olympics in a variety of ways. One project is the annual Tip-A-Cop promotion, which Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says is tonight and tomorrow night.
All the money goes to support our regional Special Olympic program. And it allows athletes to compete at local and state level. And we actually had a flag football team from here that just returned from the national competition with a silver medal.
Officers will be assisting servers at Texas Roadhouse from 5:30 until 10 tonight and tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow. Local prenatal clinics and NICUs are expecting a new bundle of joy from the community. Katie Scott, spokeswoman for the March of Dimes in BCS, says their baby shower donation drive will help create a community closet. Big ticket items will be purchased with proceeds from baby bottle-shaped cookies sales at both Blue Baker locations this week. Individual donations can be made on Saturday,
which is going to be in the parking lot of the Hilton College Station. People can just drive through the parking lot between 10 and 2, open up their trunks, and we will relieve you of anything you want to donate.
Requests include prenatal vitamins, soft blankets, diapers, and new car seats. A full list of items can be found at WTAW.com. The bill for investigating the actions of a University of Texas System regent has totaled nearly $600,000. The Houston Chronicle reports the final invoices were released Tuesday, showing the bill from Houston lawyer Rusty Hardin to a House Select Committee reached $588,000. The Select Committee on Transparency and State Agency Operations has determined there are grounds to impeach Wallace Hall, but has yet to vote on formal charges. East of Dallas, the Kaufman County Commissioner's Court has passed a resolution saying they don't want any Central American children who have crossed into Texas illegally housed in their country, county. The resolution was submitted by the Kaufman County Tea Party, whose chairman, Ray Myers, says they are mostly concerned about the possibility of the spread of disease.
There's already indications of disease. There's already indications that they're covering up disease at Lackland Air Force Base. And we know that the government is covering up things at Lackland and other places.
The symbolic resolution carries no legal weight. Meantime, local law enforcement along the border are giving the thumbs down to Governor Perry's deployment of Texas National Guard troops. Among those opposed are Hidalgo County Interim Sheriff Eddie Guerra, who tells radio station KURV the Guard is not a good fit.
These National Guard troops are trained in search and destroy. They're not trained in law enforcement. I would prefer that they reach out and bring in more trained law enforcement, more Border Patrol agents.
Cameron County Sheriff Omar Lucio says if he had been asked, he would have spent the $12 million a month on hiring additional deputies and local police instead of the Guard. From East Texas, a woman walked into the Athens Police Department and announced she had just murdered her 4-year-old daughter. Henderson County Sheriff Ray Nutt asked why 25-year-old Stacy Marie Parsons killed her child.
We got some general ideas, but right now we don't want to put out what we think the motive is.
Investigators believe the preschooler, Victoria Wyatt, was beaten to death and her body was stuffed into the trunk of a car that was found at the family home. A not-so-encouraging showing for Texas in the annual Kids Count report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The Lone Star State ranked near the bottom in child well-being, coming in 43rd. The foundation's Lisa Hamilton says the number of Texas children whose parents lack secure employment has ticked up in recent years.
We know that families are still struggling to recover from the economic crisis and know that there needs to be continued attention on helping families find financial stability so that kids can be successful.
The report finds more than a quarter of Texas children are below the federal poverty line and the majority do not attend preschool. WTAW News Time is 7:35, it's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas.